Phil Houston is a motivational speaker, adventurer, climber, and cancer survivor. He founded Clear Lungs Adventure to promote healthy breathing and exercise for anyone with respiratory conditions. Phil joins us live in studio. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Phil.
Hey, thank you very much. Nice to meet you, CJ and Dave.
Yes, well, thanks for coming up the shore. It sounds like you call Silver Bay home now?
Silver Bay is home. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I love it there.
Congrats. It's pretty recent that you
just
relocated?
Just about 6 months ago. Excellent. You know, I've been familiar with the North Shore for a long, long time.
Sure.
And always came up here to climb and do other recreational activities. And Silver Bay was always a place I kind of gravitated to. So now I live there.
Well, we were lucky enough to hear your story earlier this week you did with Rhonda Silence.
Yeah.
Our news department interviewed you concerning a development you have in the works with the city of Silver Bay.
It's going to be very exciting.
I
can't wait.
It was a great interview, and it really kind of lured us into who is Phil Houston? Who is the man behind the dream? And so if you could just kind of back up a little on your background, who you are, where you come from, and why. Particularly Clear Lungs Adventure. I want to really bring that into the spotlight for this interview.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate that because that's my passion. You know, I started that company in 2014, and it was basically, you know, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is the number three killer in the United States. And I don't want to scare anybody by, making numbers like that, but it is number three. A lot of people have never heard about it, and it is progressive, and it is something that even athletes can get, and that's what happened to me. You know, I got lung cancer, I got COPD, and I've always been an athlete, so it's like, how could this happen, you know? And I've been a non-smoker too, so I thought, you know, we've got to increase the awareness of this disease because it is manageable. It can be treated. It's not curable, but if you're aware of the symptoms and if you do the proper diagnosis and treatments, you can live a pretty healthy lifestyle. So that's what we'd like to promote with the Clear Lungs Adventure.
Sure, and you're certainly the, if you don't mind me saying, poster boy. Although you're more like a poster man.
I was ice climbing Cascade Falls a couple of weeks ago, and that was just awesome. And this summer, I did some rope soloing at Palisade Head. So, and I've done a lot of mountain biking this year, too. So, you can be a little bit older, and you can still keep your mojo going. You don't have to stop.
All right. Phil, stand by. We've got silence on the headphones, but I think we're still broadcasting, so we're going to keep winging this. And I see in the last 15 years you've had quite a struggle, if you will, with your health. You've had some bad news along the way.
I've had these crazy health situations that have occurred, and you know, other people do too, I'm sure, but I just did not want to be identified with a particular illness or a particular injury or a particular condition. So I always just I didn't want to get labeled with, you know, this guy is chronically having surgeries or chronically experiencing these bizarre diseases. So I just kind of think about the activity portion of it and just how lucky we are to breathe, and really lucky when we can breathe clean air.
Yes. Well, you have this positive energy about you that I think
we should
exude.
All do some push-ups right now. I think we should drop to the floor and check out our breathing after 10.
So you've never thought of yourself as a victim then? You've never thought, you know, why me?
I was, I felt really bad when I got diagnosed with chronic heart disease, and I was going on a trip to South America, to Peru, to climb with some buddies. And I didn't want to tell them that I had just been diagnosed with heart disease, because they would say, well, we're not going to take you up to 20,000 feet. So, you know, I didn't say anything, but I did get that under control. And then I came down with lung cancer, you know, and that was crazy too. And I didn't want my climbing buddies to know that, because then they're going to say, oh, well, this guy is a little handicapped, so we got to treat him special. And I was always kind of the leader of the gang when we were in the mountains or rock climbing. So, yeah, I never wanted that to really seem like I was a victim. A survivor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a survivor.
Never played it up, though? Never looked for that sympathy?
Well, I'm an advocate for the COPD Foundation out of Washington, D.C., so I'm passionate about sharing the message of being aware that, you know, these kind of progressive lung diseases can happen to anybody. You don't have to be a smoker. You know, it can happen just to anybody. And when you reach your 40s, if you're an athlete or if whatever you are, you should really start thinking more about your breathing. And, you know, if your breathing is like a sweet song, then you're okay. You don't need to listen to this message. But if you have some wheezing, a little coughing, some phlegm, some tightness in your chest, shortness of breath, then maybe you need to just think, you know, maybe I should go see a doctor or get tested just to make sure.
Sure. Well, and you know, in this land of Cook County and the North is pretty typical. We get these colds, you know, winter crud, we call it, and we're congested and all those symptoms you just described. Yeah. I think about half of our listeners are suffering on a seasonal basis.
Yeah.
What's the true diagnosis for COPD or the technique for diagnosing it?
I would think it's one of those five symptoms that I just mentioned, particularly like shortness of breath. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm getting old, you know, I can't breathe as well when I walk up the steps or up a hill. But really, that's not the case, you know, but that could be, it's not because you're getting old. It could be because, you know, you have an obstruction in your respiratory system. So, you know, that's just a little clue. Maybe you should, if there's something else on top of that, like a cough or a tightness of the chest, mm-hmm. you know, something that's persistent, you know, congestion, then, you know, put two and two together and get it checked out, because it is manageable. It is treatable. And you can be a survivor, not a victim.
Yeah. And you attribute that early diagnosis, I think, to your
There's outcome. Calculate maybe 15 million people across the country have COPD and don't know it, because there's no symptoms until it's like stage four. So, you know, it's hard to tell if you do have it. So just be aware of those little, you know, five clues and be proactive. And then my job is kind of done. You know, there's more to it. We want to get you exercising and really get those lungs working well once you've been diagnosed and you're on some kind of a program.
Sure. So the part of your job for awareness and getting people to the doctor is done. But then you have a much more exciting job, I think, is to therapy.
I want
right?
to be
in the field work.
I want them to come up to the North Shore, you know, and have a retreat, you know, relax and breathe the great air that we have on the North Shore and do some exercising. I mean, my goodness, what is there a better place than the North Shore to get whatever type of recreational exercise you can imagine?
Right.
It's all here. And it's all accessible. So we're really lucky. We have very good air and water, too. So that's a big deal.
All right. We're talking with Phil Houston here on the Roadhouse. I'm Dave Terstig. And Phil is living down in Silver Bay.
Silver Bay.
Living the dream. He's
in great old Silver Bay, huh? You didn't think anybody would say that, right? Yes, it is awesome in Silver Bay.
Well, it's a climber's paradise with all
the
ridge
and
the palisade. And, you know, I'm not a climber myself, but I know the region and I know that is a mecca. And you've got a fascinating new addition.
Oh, it's, you know, I'm so excited about this new addition. We got to keep it under wraps. I haven't exposed this new climbing venue to the climbing community. And once I do, they're just going to go nuts, because it's so awesome. But it's Eleanor, our climbing cliff. And, A lot of the listeners, I'm sure, know the Spur gas station on Highway 61 and Outer Drive. It's been there for 60 years, and it hasn't enhanced that corridor very much in all that time. And it's polluted and poisoned. We're going to clean all that up, and some of your listeners who drive by there might be surprised that there is a beautiful climbing cliff behind that building. And within a couple months, she's going to be shining really nice. And you can go by and wave to Eleanor. She's going to be wonderful.
Eleanor, is that your title, or is that something that's always been known as?
No, that's just my my partner, Alice. She came up with that name. You know, Eleanor has feminine energy. She's been trapped behind this building for 60 years. We're going to free her, and there's going to be a real positive, joyful energy that comes from that release.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see that happen. So we'll have a little park scene going there this summer. It's going to be just really nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that, Phil. So Clear Lungs Adventure, you have a campaign underway. You guys, you're trying to get up to Mount McKinley, is that right?
Well, what happened is we started the company in 2014. In 2015, and you know, it was about awareness of, you know, COPD and progressive lung diseases, cancer and things like that. But in 2015, Tommy Codwell and Kevin Jacobson climbed the Dawn Wall in Yosemite on El Capitan. And it was the first climbing event that I could remember that was so well publicized. I mean, they met the president. And it was on all the headlines and all the TV stations and on CNN. It got so much exposure. So we wanted to kind of go off of that wave of notoriety with climbing. So we planned a trip. It was going to be me and a couple of my climbing buddies. And we were going to try to bring awareness to COPD and breathing difficulties and show that if you just keep exercising at whatever level, keep practicing, working your lungs, that you can do incredible things. When you can breathe, you can really do anything. You just got to want to do it. So we were going to climb all these big climbs from Minnesota to Yosemite, and to kind of show the awareness of COPD. But my main partner passed away in a climbing accident, so that put a damper on it, of course. And then I was practicing for the Senior Olympics that was held in the Twin Cities last year, and I was in the disc golf competition. And I wanted to win that gold. Oh, I practiced a lot, but then I ended up ripping my meniscus, and my knee just kind of crumbled, and I had to have a total knee replacement. So I wasn't able to do that big journey for the COPD Foundation and the Clear Lungs Adventure. But instead, we found a better alternative, which is the North Shore and particularly Silver Bay, because we can do all those things and still bring awareness to progressive lung diseases all in Silver Bay. Because it just has everything the mountains have, but it's more accessible and just easier to get to. I mean, the Superior Hiking Trail is incredible right out of Silver Bay, either way you go.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah, well, so you mentioned you were in the Senior Olympics, and I heard you had a dream for the next Olympics, or the 2022 Olympics, is that right?
Well, that's the, ice climbing is an official Olympic sport in 2022 in Beijing, China. I'm real thrilled about that. And the North Shore Adventure Center in Silver Bay will be adding a climbing tower. It'll be a permanent rock and ice climbing tower. It'll be sanctioned by the Olympic Committee. It'll be the only permanent structure in the United States where climbers desiring to be in the Olympics, and especially our kids, can come to Silver Bay and they can practice on that climbing tower. And we're going to make it available year-round for kids, especially on the North Shore, but we expect kids from all over the world to come and practice on it for the 2022 Olympic Games. Ice climbing is a destination here on the North Shore. I've climbed everything there is to climb on the North Shore, and a lot of people love to come up here to climb. So I think it's going to be a perfect match.
Wow. Well, seeing your energy and your enthusiasm, Phil, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
Oh, you are an amazing man and amazing story. Thanks for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
Would you like to share any other resources for our listeners to follow up on, or any other, you know, web links, anything you would like to share?
Well, if anybody is experiencing any problems breathing, please do me a favor. You can go onto our website, theclearlungsadventure.com, and you can take the breathing test. It's a real simple test. It's like 5 questions, and that'll give you an indication if you should maybe follow up with a physician. Or you can go directly onto the COPD Foundation's website. It's the COPD Foundation, and they also have a breathing test and just tons of information about breathing, about symptoms, about treatment options, support systems. So any problems, you should breathe like a song. And if you're not doing that and you're over 40, just take a quick test and check it out and really appreciate breathing and appreciate the good air that we have here on the North Shore, because
yeah,
I do.
And that's at clearlungsadventure.com.
Yeah.
Great, Phil. Phil Houston, thanks for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Okay.